May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 698. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? Hymn 698.
Let us read together from the Word of God in the book of Leviticus, chapter 14. I commence to read at verse 33. Leviticus, chapter 14, verse 33. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, When ye be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession, he that owneth a house shall come and tell the priests, saying, It seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priests go into it to see the plague, that all that is in the house be not made unclean. And afterward the priest shall go in to see the house. And he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house, with hollow streaks, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague come again and break out in the house, after that he hath taken away the stones, and after he hath scraped the house, and after it is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a fretting leprosy in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into the house all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the even. And he that lieth in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eateth in the house shall wash his clothes. And if the priest shall come in and look upon it, and behold, the plague hath not spread in the house after the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. And he shall take to cleanse the house two birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall kill the one of the birds in the earthen vessel over running water. And he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and sprinkle the house 7 times. and he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law of all manner of plague, of leprosy and scarlet. And for the leprosy of a garment, and for a house, and for a rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness and goodness that enables little company of poor sinners to come and gather together even this morning hour. And dear Lord, we do thank thee for all thy kindness and mercy to us day by day and hour by hour. Lord, our needs indeed are abundantly supplied with health and strength. True, it is great to a lesser degree as thou seest fit in thy divine sovereignty, but we do thank thee for all the mercies and favours, for the beds that we lie on, the roof over our heads. Indeed, many mercies and favours, many comforts and mercies and comforts, Lord, that many of our forefathers knew nothing of. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for thy kindness to us. And we pray that thou wilt then accept our humble thanks. But we trust, dear Lord, the things of providence are not the only things that we desire to thank thee for. We do thank thee for the house of God, the means of grace. We thank thee for an open Bible, a Bible that we can read in our own language. And we do pray that thou help us to read it. And oh, dear Lord, and do open our eyes and our hearts so that we understand what we read. Then, Lord, do be near us. And the apostle says, and thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. So, Lord, we humbly acknowledge thy kindness and goodness to us. Oh, we bless thee, dear Lord Jesus, that thou didst lay by thy glory and come to this poor dying world and to seek and to save sinners. And Lord, and our desire and our request and our petition and our question is this day that we may know that thou hast come to save us, come to save me. Lord, do hear our prayer, and do remember us then, now, for good, we do pray. Graciously help, Lord, blessedly appear. Dear Lord, do come, do open then the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing upon us as we gather together here in thy courts this morning. We do seek, Lord, that there may be a portion for seven and also for eight, so that none are sent empty away. We ask and pray, dear Lord, that thou art be very near and very gracious. Oh, that thy word indeed may be fulfilled, that thy word shall not return to thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou art pleased to send it. Then, dear Lord, do clothe the word with the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit. Then, dear Lord, do help us as we look to thee, we wait upon thee. We ask and pray, Lord, that thou wilt then feed our souls with the bread of heaven and with the water of divine life. We ask and pray that there may be, Lord, then thy word this day, all fixed and sealed home in our heart. Lord, thou knowest just what each one is in need of. Lord, not perhaps what we want, but Lord, what we need. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt then supply our needs today. Lord, then do help us. We do indeed confess our sin before thee. Oh, we are sinners. Lord, it needs no proof. We sorely feel the fall. Lord, we came into this world, as David says, in sin did my mother conceive me. Lord, and we've sinned since the day we were born. And Lord, we pray thou wilt pardon and forgive all and wash all away. Oh, Lord, those many sins, those many years of sins, Lord, do cover all, we pray, with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Oh, and tell us, Lord, and make us feel it, that we are thine, forever thine. Dear Lord Jesus, do help us, we pray, and do bless us now, and be with and be round about us, we beseech thee. We pray, O Lord, that thou indeed shed abroad thy love in our hearts, that love of Christ, the love of Jesus, that love that he has to sinners, and oh, that we may be partakers of it and know it, of the love of Christ, so rich and free. Dear Lord Jesus, do help us. Be with us then and undertake for us, we beg. Hear our prayers. Remember and bless, dear Lord, we pray. Lord, this little cause of truth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together. Oh, bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Do make thy goodness pass before them. Undertake for them, Lord. Oh, we pray thou'lt feed their souls with the bread of heaven, with the water of divine life. Thou'lt go before them in life's pathway and the untrodden steps, both in providence and in grace. And dear Lord, we pray for the children, the young ones. Lord, do be very near to them. Lord, they are at one end of life, and we're at the other. Lord, but none of us know. Lord, what we sung in our opening hymn this morning, pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Dear Lord, do put these great questions out of question for each and every one of us, regardless of our age. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou art graciously work then. Do be with the dear children. Oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. They may have an aching void that this world cannot fill. That their soul may have the stretch to find Christ. That they may be found seeking those things which are above. Oh, dear Lord, to be very near them. Do protect them, keep them, preserve them from the many evils and dangers that abound in this our day. Lord, things that we never encountered in our childhood. Lord, then do be with them, we pray thee. Help them, we ask. And Lord, and do go before other younger ones, Lord. Be with them and help them, and be with them and lead and guide them. Help them in their relationships one with another. Help them in their places of employment. And Lord, do be gracious to them. Oh, blessedly help, we pray. And Lord, then do hear us in these our poor prayers. Our Lord, we pray that thou would remember those in older life. We think of a friend, Lord, that unable now for a long time to get out to the house of God. But Lord, do remember her in an affliction and old age and infirmities, and be very near. And pray thou draw near and favour her soul and speak to her. Oh, she may hear thy voice, that voice of love and of mercy, that be near. Pray that remember others. We think of one another here and there. Lord, we love and commend all to thee. Lord, those in affliction's path, to put thy healing hand. Do heal, do restore. Do grant strength equal to the day. And do be near them, Lord. Do hold them up. Pray, dear Lord, thou make thy goodness pass before them in the way. And then as those, Lord, that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts. Some, Lord, to stand around a grave in the days of the week. Lord, be near them and help them and support them. Be then with all that have lost near and dear ones. Those that have lost mother, father, brother, sister, child, grandchild, and the grandchild lost the grandparent. Lord, whatever the relationship might be near them. Blessedly help. Oh, and we think of those, Lord. We think of one another. We look at them, Lord, and we see them, Lord, drawing near the end of life's journey. Lord, and yet we know not. We may be called to pass into eternity before they do. Oh, then do prepare us each for that great change. Lord, but do be with one another. We think of thy dear servant, Mr. Harold Jempson. Be with him and undertake for him. Bless him, draw near to him, even this day. Oh, and pray that thou wilt break through the darkness, shine with divine light into his heart and soul. Oh, that at evening time it might be light. He may know that blessing of God that makes rich. Lord, thou hast enabled him to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified for many years. May he be blessedly helped now to rest upon those glorious truths of the gospel of Christ. Then, Lord, do be near. Be with the family. Help and others, Lord, also that walk in very anxious times. Be with them. And there are others, Lord, that have deep trials and troubles and difficulties. Lord, they're in great distress. Lord, we pray that remember them. Oh, make the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. Make thy goodness pass before them in the way. May they see thy hand. May they know that thou art a God that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all they ask or even think. Then do help. We pray for those, Lord, that have left and forsaken the house of God. Dear Lord, do bring them back. Oh, snatch them as brands from the burning. And make them trophies of thy grace and be near them. And be very gracious to them, we pray. Abundantly blessed, we beg. Do help. We pray that thou remember, dear Lord, others in this world, some of them are persecuted for thy name's sake. Remember such. Bring peace in this world. Remember our nation. Appear for us. Lord, what can we say? Oh, do help our Prime Minister and undertake for her, strengthen her. The heavy burden, responsibility rests on her shoulders. Do graciously help. We pray that thou wilt hear prayer, that our government might enact right laws. Deliver us from ungodly men. Oh, and pray, Lord, that thou wilt then help us commit all these things into thy hand. Lord, and we do pray for thy care, keeping, and thy divine protection. Lord, as we meet together in thy house. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, that there's none that dares unlawfully make us afraid. But, Lord, we are solemnly aware there are many that would make us afraid. We pray then that thou would watch over us and keep and preserve, we pray thee. Lord, do be with us. Lord, we need thy help, Lord. We're only a poor man. Lord, do keep us from ourselves. Help us to preach to sinners. Lord, don't let us preach at sinners. then be near us. Lord, then do help. We, Lord, we need thee. We need thee, Lord. We look to thee, desire to fall into thy hand. Then, Lord, do graciously help and do blessedly appear. Oh, come, fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 57. What shall a dying sinner do that seeks relief for all his woe? Where shall the guilty conscience find ease for the torment of the mind? Hymn 57.
Thank you.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord. For all needed help, I ask Your very prayerful attention to the book of Leviticus, chapter 14, and verse 35. Leviticus 14, verse 35. And he that owneth a house shall come and tell the priest, saying, It seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. And he that owneth a house shall come and tell the priest, saying, It seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. I have not been very willing. In fact, I've been most unwilling to come here this morning with this text. I preached from this text a few times in one's ministry. And at least twice, as a result, has brought me into deep trouble with one and another, which is why I pray just now that I might be kept from preaching at sinners rather than preaching to sinners. We've been reading through this book of Leviticus, and in places it's very hard, very difficult to understand. But it was Friday, Saturday morning, came here to this part of God's Word, and these words seem to arrest me. And I said, No, Lord. No, Lord. I did look at them, but I turned away from them. Quite sure that I could come with another text this morning. I didn't look at them last night. I didn't look at them this morning. Not until I got here to the chapel. And there's just no turning away. It's though the Lord said to me in the vestry, You will preach from these words. And I daren't do otherwise. But they are, on the one hand, very, very solemn. And on the other hand, I believe the Lord, I trust, showed me a few moments ago that there is a blessing in it. Here then is this law of leprosy. And here is this house. And a man may think he has this plague of leprosy and he's to come to the priest. And he's to say to him, it seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. And indeed, when leprosy does get into a house, well, today it is probably called dry rot. And it is a very very spread so rapidly. Having seen it and experienced it in my working life, I can assure you that it is amazing how fast the dry rot will travel. And it stops at nothing. Starts off in a small area. And then, yes, just the right temperature. And, yes, usually in the dark. And usually a coldness. You know, and that brings a few thoughts, does it not? In the dark. Leprosy begins to work. Sinner, are you in the dark? Spiritually, are you in the dark? And is there this leprosy taking hold? Say, it might start in timber. It might start in the plaster. It might start in the brickwork joints. Yes. Oh, there's no telling where it's going to start. But if it's not dealt with quickly, it will spread. As is very evident from this chapter, it spreads very quickly. And oh, what drastic treatment is required to eradicate it. And what drastic treatment of the work of the Holy Spirit of God in your heart and mind. Oh, yes, it's there. It's there. It goes on. It thickens. Why, here, it reads, does it not, about all these stones being taken out. And at last, that doesn't work. Why, the house is to be pulled down. Oh, what a solemn thing. You sung in the opening hymn, which seemed to seal home to me that I was to take this text. Pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thee, Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? The dear hymn writer to Mr. Gadsby goes on with some further questions. The last verse. The last verse is so solemn. Which would be here. But if still a total stranger to his precious name and blood, thou. Nobody else. Not the person sitting next to you. Not the person sitting behind you. Not the person sitting in front of you. Not the minister in the pulpit. Not the deacon at the desk. Thou art on the brink of danger. Canst thou face a holy God. Well, sinner, can you face a holy God? Can you face a holy God? Think and tremble. Death is now upon the road. Death is now upon the road. We make a journey sometimes and we'll perhaps look on the map, see how far we've got to go. Maybe it's 100 miles for argument's sake. We plan the route. We'll go this way. Dear soul, we don't know how far this journey is. It may be 100 days. It may be 100 hours. Maybe 100 minutes. Think and tremble. Yes. But you know, dear soul, it'll be your great mercy and mine if we are brought to see and realise that there is this plague in our house. So that we come. So we, it says here, it comes to the priest. Dear soul, will you, will I, will we go to the high priest of our profession? Even the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And will we say unto him, it seems to me there is a plague in the house. See, David knew, yes, when there was a plague in the house, when there was sin. Yes, the dire contagion that fills the veins. And what did he pray? He prayed before his God. Sinner, are you? Am I? Are we going to come and pray before our God? As David did. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. It seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Yes. And how this is so often. Why here? Indeed, very often still today they will shut up the building. Yes. And leave it for a certain time and come back and see if things are any better or any worse. Dear soul, how have you gone on in the past week? Yes. Oh, and how have you come to chapel this morning? to view things, to weigh things up in your heart. Oh, search me, O God, and try me. Know my heart and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, yes, the plague of leprosy. Why, there are so many things, oh, that the Lord may indeed, the blessed Holy Spirit may do its work in your heart and mine, so that we search our hearts, so that we, in truth, in sincerity of heart, come before the Lord. Yes, it seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Of the Lord to put forth his hand, his work, and to cleanse us. Do any here? Does anyone here think that they're going to cleanse this house themselves? You're going to live a better life. You're going to be more considerate one of another. You're going to be kind to one and another. You're not going to have any more harsh words against anybody else. And I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to start another chapter in life. I'm going to read my Bible more than I ever have done. And perhaps you have to say, and I haven't read it much in all my life, but you're going to turn over a new leaf and start now. And perhaps you're saying, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to leave off this wicked habit and that wicked habit. Those things that perhaps no one else knows about. Yeah. And you're going to come again and with the priest. And you're going to say that the leprosy is still there. Because yes, oh, you and I cannot do it in and of ourselves. No. Oh, David's prayer, very simple, and perhaps you and I, we know it so well. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. But it's more than that, dear soul. True religion's more than notion. Something must be known and felt. Oh, yes, and for the Lord to graciously work. For the Lord, for the Holy Spirit to cleanse us. To cleanse from all sin and all iniquity. When we were sinners, when we were young, when we were as children, why we had to And our parents had to wash us, didn't we? We weren't able to do it ourselves. We couldn't wash ourselves, we couldn't get ourselves clean. Oh, I remember I don't know how old I was, but I was very little. And I'd been playing in the garden, I came indoors and Mother didn't realise I was still outside. Oh, and she asked one of my elder sisters to take me up to the bathroom and give me a good wash. Ah, dear soul, do you need the Lord to take you to the spiritual bathroom and give you a good wash? You might say, we know again that the words, plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. But again, dear soul, why, it's got to be real. It's got to be sincere. To be plunged. Why, dear soul, there's got to be this realisation of our need. There's got to be this realisation. It seemed to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Oh, but then for a poor sinner to come. See, why? You see, they come. Augustus Top Lady said, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, and helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die. Foul. I've never seen leprosy in a fellow human, a human being, a man or a woman. Maybe you have, I've never. But I've seen some pictures of what this disease looks like. And there's no cure. Naturally speaking. But dear soul, you turn over to the gospel. Oh, there was a man in the gospel. And see, he came to Jesus. And this law of Moses here, the God's law regarding leprosy, a man or a woman that had leprosy, why, they were set outside of the camp, and anyone came near them, they were to cry out, unclean, 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 so that people kept well away from them because it's so contagious. And isn't sin so contagious? A thought here, maybe to some of you younger ones, whom you associate with. Yes, and they don't cry out unclean, unclean, but they lead you and me, left to ourselves, They lead us astray. They lead us into paths of unrighteousness. What does God say by his dear servant, the apostle? He says this, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing." Those things that you wouldn't like your parents to know that you were getting involved in. Those things that you wouldn't like the other friends at the chapel to know that you were getting involved in. Come out from among them. And that's God's word and not mine. And don't say, he was getting in a bit of a strop this morning, wasn't he? He wasn't. Yearning over your soul, dear soul, that's my problem. Yes, come out. See, these lepers, they were to cry out then, unclean, unclean. But there in the gospel, there was one that came to Jesus. Full of leprosy. And he cried, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And did the Lord say, "No, sorry, can't help, can't oblige"? No, dear soul. He was faithful to his blessed word. "That him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Yes, the very, very worst of sinners. The ones that are so unholy, so unclean, so much full of leprosy, of sin, iniquity and transgression. Yes, I will in no wise cast out. Dear soul, yes, Jesus said those words here on earth approximately 2,000 years ago. But dear soul, they still stand because he ever lives. He lives in heaven. Yes. And he lives there to intercede for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Perhaps you say, "But surely I'm so wretched, vile and base. I'm so sinful, have been. Yes, this dire contagion fills the veins. It seemeth to me, Lord, I look within my heart and there is a leprosy within." But dear soul, he's ever merciful. He pardons. He forgives. Dear soul, it reads there in Psalm 102. Words like this. "When the Lord shall build up Zion, he will pillar his glory. And he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer." And there in the day of Jesus here on earth was a poor man, destitute. He was, full of leprosy. Notice what it says. He was full of leprosy. the Lord, O full of pity, full of compassion, full of mercy. Yes, dear soul. And he pardons. And he says and he declares, I will be thou clean. The closing verses, Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me, all ye that labour. You that labour under a sense of the leprosy of sin in your heart. Dear soul, you are not excluded. You are not excluded. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Oh, you're heavy laden, all right, aren't you, poor soul? Why, there's a great heavy burden on your back. You've such a load of sin and guilt. Oh, I wouldn't want anybody to know. No, I quite understand this, oh. And I wouldn't want anybody to know what I'm guilty of. But dear soul, you and I, blessed be his name, can go to the Lord. Yes. We can go to him. He's invited us to come unto him. Yes, and cast thy burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. And he shall sustain thee. He will hold thee up. Dear soul, that door of his mercy is open all day to the poor and needy that knock by the way. It seemeth to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house. Oh, you know, it will be a wonderful mercy, dear soul, for you and I to come to this text, to the realization of it. Yes, that there's something wrong. Is that there? One of you younger ones have come here this morning, one of you older ones? Is that there you've come to chapel this morning? It seemed to me there's something wrong in my life. Well, what is wrong, dear soul? What is wrong? Well, you say everything seems to be wrong. And I'm told I should go and pray, but I don't know how to pray. And who told you you didn't know how to pray? Did the Lord tell you that? Did the Lord tell you you don't know how to pray? Is, oh, the Lord didn't tell you that. The devil might have done. Your own wicked, unbelieving heart might have done. Why, again, Psalm 102. He will regard the prayer of the destitute. What does one of the hymn writers say? Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. You say, but I say my prayers. Oh, and there's no answers. It's, oh, his delays are not his denials. Tarries, let it then wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Yes, oh, and it seemeth to me. You see, why two men went into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. One prayed with himself, but the publican would not so much as lift up his eyes toward heaven, but he smote on his breast and he cried, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He realized the same as you realize, that there is a plague in your house, in your heart. And he took this burden to the Lord. And what was the result? What did Jesus say about this poor man? This man went down to his house justified. Yes, there was the outpouring of the Blessed Spirit. Yes, when this, oh, you can unbosom your heart unto the Lord. Tell him all about it. I tell him how my sins arise. Oh, Lord, I get up in the morning and I'm determined that I'm not going to sin today. But how long is it? Not long, is it, poor soul? And you've realised, you're brought to see and realise that you've already sinned and you've come short. Oh, and yes, and it's a fresh burden. It seems to me there is a plague in the house. Oh, this fretting leprosy that keeps breaking out. Dear soul. Yes. You see, there was this scraping. Yes. There was the taking out, the removing of these stones. Yes. There was the replastering. Yes. Oh, dear soul. Yes. And we need the Lord to do it for us. Oh, we need the answer of David's prayer. Yes. See, David had so grievously sinned. I have so grievously sinned. Is that what you have to say, dear soul? I have so grievously sinned. Should have known better. But, he prayed. He was convinced. He was convinced by God's servant Nathan the prophet. Perhaps, dear soul, you being convinced by one of God's servants in the preaching of the word of God that you are a guilty sinner. And what did it do for David? Oh, yes, we've got Psalm 51. And some of us are very thankful for it. But you see, dear soul, the Lord spoke to Nathan again to go and speak to David. And he was to declare to him that his iniquity was pardoned. His prayer was answered. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Oh, how we need. Lord, you know that's not an idle prayer, is it? Keep my feet that they slip not, and keep the door of my lips. I've said sometimes, I say it again now this morning, the prayer we call the Lord's Prayer, beginning, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Why, and what does Jesus teach us there? Amongst other things, he says, deliver us from evil. I don't know about you, but I see the need of that prayer every day. Every day. Yes. Deliver me from evil. Keep me from evil this day. Oh, yes. Those keep my feet from falling. Keep my lips. Oh, I be careful, but that sharp tongue. Oh, those words have gone. Those words have gone. You can't draw them back. But you wished 100,000 times you'd never uttered them. This is all part of this plague of leprosy, isn't it? You see, put it like this, dear soul. It's not the Spirit of Christ, is it? It's not the Spirit of Christ. Oh, I speak for myself. Maybe I speak for others, but I speak for myself. If only I thought a little more before speaking. Think twice, speak once. Same it to me. There is, as it were, a plague in the house. Dear soul, are you coming to this priest, the God-man, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, confessing all the sin and all the iniquity? What a mercy. It's a great mercy, dear soul, if you realise that there is a plague in your house and that you need to do something about it. Oh, and that you go to the priest, the God-man, the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Well, I leave a few thoughts. Dear soul, go to Christ. There's a word in Matthew, and it reads like this. It was regarding John's disciples, and they went and told Jesus. Dear soul, you go and tell Jesus all your troubles, all what worries you, all the concerns that are found in your heart. And if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Collections last Lord's Day for famine relief in Ethiopia and Zimbabwe amounted to £1,780, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And the wedding of our friends Susanna and Anthony will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock, God willing. Our friends at Oakington hope to hold their Thanksgiving service on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 143. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Hymn 143.
follow with thy blessing. Do pardon, forgive all thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Meet with us this afternoon and this evening, we pray. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and always. Amen.